I think this is a very important consideration that they've been studying. Our next speaker is a more local person. Dr. Alberto Cardell is chair and professor at the East Stroudsburg University of Pennsylvania in the graduate program in public health. He's a professor of health policy and administration. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Cardell. Thank you.
I guess that makes me the token Pennsylvanian in the panel. First of all, I want to thank and recognize Victoria Montero, who's an MPH student who was assisted with the study. No relationships to disclose, none at least that are your business at this point. But I thought it was an interesting way to. But anyway, only 54% of Pennsylvanians served by public drinking water receive benefits of fluoridation through their drinking water. This has been a point of advocacy at the state level for some time. And in back in 2007, House Bill 1649 was introduced in the 2007-2009 session that would have required that all public water systems with 500 or more customers fluoridate their water. The bill made its very strong attempt to make it out of committee, made out of committee three times, and was recommitted back into the Appropriations Committee 2 weeks before the end of the session. And in Pennsylvania, if it doesn't get acted upon at the session, it dies and it has to be reintroduced. A bill was reintroduced at this current session, same language essentially, looking to mandate fluoridation at the statewide level. However, given current budget situation, partisan impasse in the state legislature, the two advocacy organizations in Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Dental Association and the Pennsylvania Coalition for Dental Health, has really, based on its 2007 experience and its concerns of the current limited likelihood of passage of this current bill, has considered and is going to take a different tact and move away from a statewide approach to a municipal approach and trying to get municipal ordinances enacted. The purpose of the study was to try to identify, describe what were that environment at least with regards to fluoridation. What were the perceptions of local policymakers? What were their perceptions about the opposition to fluoridation? What were their support for fluoridation? Actually, I covered that already, so I'll skip that one. The study method looked at 100 municipalities in the northeast section of the state, which is just about 45 minutes north of here, north and west. It covered everything from the New Jersey state line to almost to the to state capital of Harrisburg. In this area, only 40% of Pennsylvanians in the central eastern municipalities are covered by public drinking water that are fluoridated. We had 100 potential municipalities, of which 35 didn't have enough individuals receiving tap water. In other words, they got their sources from well water to really feel that this was an issue that they had to address. And 10 other ones, we had asked them to please respond in terms of the whole municipal body. And so there was no central contact. So that left us with 55 eligible municipalities. We had 25 participate in a 15-item survey that looked, again, to identify those three constructs that I mentioned, their perceptions on fluoridation, their perceptions on the opposition to fluoridation in their area, and their position on fluoridation. The analysis is just descriptive statistics. There was no testing of a model, in great part because of the small sample size. So, our first interesting identification is that The majority of them had no idea, not sure whether or not, if their water systems were fluoridated, in great part because many municipalities are served by maybe multiple different fluoridation, public water systems. So they were not sure what their perception, what their coverage was in their individual communities. This level of uncertainty was even greater among rural municipalities. Again, I think that probably is not a surprise. These municipalities tend to be much larger in geographic terms, although probably smaller in population terms, and therefore are probably receiving multiple water systems, or their residents are receiving water systems from various areas and water systems even outside their municipalities. Their perceptions with regards to issues around fluoridation, whether fluoridation is safe, fluoridation helps prevent disease, dental disease. The majority agreed on both of those. So there was a positive outlook, at least a positive perception with regards to fluoridating water, which was a positive surprise. But if you, what was very interesting was that actually if you split it among rural and urban municipalities, there was much greater positive perception about fluoridation among rural municipal policymakers. That was not what we expected. We would have expected the reverse. Now it could be that among our municipal, our urban municipalities, some that did have did have fluoridated systems, they had heard about the opposition. They had already been lobbied to reverse their decisions or whatever not be, so they might have been more attuned to those views on oppositions. In terms of support, the majority of the policymakers supported, again, that's the same again with rural and urban. This tendency of greater support among rural municipalities tend to have a more favorable outcome to fluoridation as compared to urban. Now, this was I think comes back to what we were talking about, and that is, although it doesn't hold to what we were talking about, but this is whether or not fluoridation issues had been discussed over the last 2 years among their constituents. And well over 85% of them in all of these categories, all the counties, urban county, rural counties, municipalities, I apologize, had not had any discussion on fluoridation at all in among their constituents. We asked them in terms of if in the opposition that they have come across, what would be the concern, what would be the source of this opposition. I think that the interesting one is again on the outright public opposition, which is the one that one tends to see in the literature and in the story and in the news stories at the very least. They were rated by a great number as being not of great importance, that they feel that there was in a few of them that we had phone conversations with indicated that they just, this was not something that anybody had come up to them and said, no, absolutely not, we would be opposed to this, and there would be no outright public opposition to this. This is, again, the slightly reversed continuation in terms of the factor is important and not important. The factor tends to be more important among rural municipalities, the lack of this public support, mainly because they feel that they need somebody to bring it up, to champion it, to bring it up as an ordinance in order for them to act upon it. And without that, it's not an issue. They did not see it. None of them saw it as an issue that they would bring it up on their own as an ordinance that they would propose. In terms of specific concerns from their from their constituents in terms of fluoridation is ineffective, fluoridation is unsafe. Those tended to be their perception that this would be the two most important arguments that, of the opposition. Now the argument that fluoridation will increase taxes because of the cost, or the cost of if the ordinances would have to do it, or if they would increase cost of water of their water systems, was interestingly enough not identified by the municipal policymakers as an issue. That was a surprise. This is a busy slide, and I apologize, but I think that the what I wanted to bring out is down here is that actually in the rural, among the rural municipalities, all these three issues rated as more important. So interest, again, although they did not see an opposition, they has not been discussed, their perception is that these issues would be much more of an important factor in terms of riling up the opposition to fluoridation or lining up to oppose a fluoridation ordinance as compared to the urban areas. And again, 88% said that they were not aware of any group, organized or informal or formal, that was in opposition in their among their constituents to fluoridation. Now, some potential lessons. I think that rural areas and the municipal level areas don't have an inherently opposition to fluoridation. But have, as we've seen in other parts of the country, many groups come from the outside when the issue of ordinances come up to discussion. There's a perception of fluoridation as beneficial. They don't see an entrenched opposition, which might assist at least at the beginning of moving some ordinance through the municipal systems. The municipal opposition seems to be based on a general lack of understanding on fluoridation, some cost concerns, because the rural municipalities didn't indicate that would be a concern, and probably has not been organized because it's not an issue on the agenda as of yet. And then finally, the municipal strategy, if undertaken by the advocacy groups, as I mentioned, does provide a less entrenched opposition. It could be a fertile ground for advocacy and education on both sides of the issue, potentially, and provides a lower tax hurdle argument, at the very least, or cost argument. Now, that's variable because it depends on, it would very much depend on the size of the municipality with regards to cost per household or cost per person of what would the cost of fluoridation would be. I've try to rush through this to try to make them time, but I thank you for your attention.
Dr. Cardell has to leave this session to on governing council business. So if there's any question that you want to ask of him before he leaves, he'll be coming back afterwards, perhaps to join the group later. One question from Dr. Preston.
What do you think the aspects would be of the state government providing grants to some of these municipalities to get a program started to buy equipment and get it installed? Do you think that would be palatable to the legislature?
There is there are three other bills on the floor. Introduced. One of them are grants to small to rural municipalities for purchase of equipment and as startup costs. Given our budget impasse, we were the last state to have an approved budget in the nation, I'm not quite sure what the likelihood is to get that passed through this session. But there are a couple of fluoridation board bills on the House floor.
Because it would be money well spent.
Absolutely. But that's enlightened self-interest.
Just one brief question.
I was a little confused by the, I think it was your next to last slide, that last pie chart showed, I couldn't, did that indicate there was only 15, they were only aware, only 15% were aware there were groups supporting fluoridation?
No, only, they're only 12% were aware of there are groups out there that are in opposition to fluoridation.
Thank you. Thank you. So a lot of us are maybe overly paranoid about the opposition.